For this, the Cantor had been sentenced to death. The Breakers had been invited to attend his execution, accomplished by a single pistol shot to the head, which had taken place in the middle of Pleasantville's Main Street. Dinky told Eddie about this, then admitted that yes, for the inmates at least, teleportation was the only mortal sin. That he knew of, anyway.
"And Shimmy's your teleport," Eddie said. "You guys help him, facilitate for him, to use the Tedster's word, and you cover up for him by fudging the records somehow."
"They have no idea how easy it is to cook their telemetry," Dinky said, almost laughing. "Partner, they'd be shocked. The hard part is making sure we don't tip over the whole works." Eddie didn't care about that either. It worked. That was the only thing that mattered. Shimmy also worked, but for how long?
"But he's the one who does it," Eddie finished. "Shimmy."
"Yeah."
"The only one who can do it."
"Yeah." Eddie thought about their two tasks. Freeing the Breakers, or killing them if there was no other way to make them stop, and keeping the writer from being struck and killed by a minivan while taking a walk. Roland thought they might be able to accomplish both things, but they'd need Shimi's teleportation ability at least twice. Plus, their visitors would have to get back inside the triple run of wire after today's palaver was done, and presumably that meant he'd have to do it a third time.
"He says it doesn't hurt," Dinky said, "if that's what you're worried about."
Inside the cave, the others laughed at something, Shimmy back to consciousness and taking nourishment, everyone the best of friends.
"It's not," Eddie said. "What does Ted think is happening to Shimmy when he teleports?"
"That he's having brain hemorrhages," Dinky said promptly. "Little tiny strokes on the surface of his brain." He tapped a finger at different points on his own skull in demonstration. "Boink, boink, boink."